podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
We have new video from a crash that set welterweight boxing champion Errol Spence Jr. to the intensive care unit. The crash ejected the boxer, but miraculously, he is expected to be okay.
TheBoxingVoice.com. It's been a miracle, and I'm a blessing from God that, you know, I haven't had anything serious that would have been out for a year or two, or just would have been, you know, ending my career. That none of them guys wish that I wasn't back so fast, but I am back, and I want to fight the top names in the division.
I have to ask you about your eye. We were all worried about you when you had to pull out of the Manny Pacquiao fight.
I want to fight, so, I mean,
you could have gone blind.
Yeah, one eye. I got another eye, so.
WBC of IBF welterweight champion of the world.
That's why I sound back, and I told people I didn't want to put no fight.
You know, I've been getting a second chance at life. Now we're getting a third chance at boxing.
Nobody's more a chance proper. You know, there's big fish on this side too that, you know, I gotta fry. Like I said, I'm gonna get these belts over here, then I'm gonna come take Terrence Crawford belt because I said I'm gonna be undisputed welterweight champion of the world.
SBS Promotion.
He is the fighting pride of Omaha, Nebraska.
He's good at what he do.
Defender. Hey, Daddy.
Undefeated WBO lightweight champion of the world.
Hey, Daddy.
Bud.
BoxingVoice.com.
Taking, you know, any credit away from Errol, he's a great fighter. He's good at what he do.
BoxingVoice.com.
But when you compare him to Terrence Crawford, there's no comparison.
It's a dollar beat.
I'm just a better fighter.
BoxingVoice.com.
Sit back and watch this. I promise you something. I promise you something. All that shit you talking don't mean nothing. I can blow my guns at you, and you can blow your guns at me, but at the end of the day, them two brothers got to get in the ring.
Hey, Daddy, it's a dollar.
We've been here before. You try to get there. All right? I can tell you how it is to be undisputed. You can't tell me shit.
This is dope.
Hey, Daddy.
Y'all support y'all fighter. Let's come together, make this event a success.
BoxingVoice.com.
Everything about Terrence Crawford is better than Errol Spence Jr.
BoxingVoice.com. BoxingVoice.com.
Boxing fans, are you ready?
Hey, Daddy.
BoxingVoice.com.
Omaha, Nebraska, are you ready?
BoxingVoice.com.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. It's 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, 6 o'clock Central Time, and we're back to discuss another one. Speaking of Central Time, Texas Time, we're here to discuss Errol Spence Jr., Derrick James. Actually, Derrick James and Errol Spence Jr., because Derrick James is the one that did an interview. And he has some particular words to say in an interview. It's going boxing viral. A lot of people not happy with the way that he answered the questions in this interview. So I'll give you the audio, talk about it, And hopefully you guys call in to voice your opinion. So this is what we're talking about, the fact that Derek James announced that Errol Spence indeed wants the rematch and that the outcome would be different. Yeah. And you can't wait. I can't wait, and I know that you won't be able to wait until you hear the audio of Derek James when he's asked, did anything Terrence Crawford do surprise him? That response, amazing. Response, amazing. Quite telling, and I think that's why it's going viral, because people are like, is he in denial? And I mean Derek James, is he in denial? But this is what we're going to be talking about right here. YouTube.com. Hopefully you've already subscribed. I'm going to go ahead and play the audio, show you the video with Derek James so you know exactly what it is we're talking about. And then you can call in. The number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. I'm told we're also going to have Jessica McCaskill back. Obviously, she shook the tree yesterday with her very, with her stance, right? She took a stance yesterday, defended Alicia Baumgardner, and some repercussions. So she'll be on a little bit later, around the half-hour mark. And I'm working on previous opponent of Alicia Baumgardner to also come on the show. Her name, it's not easy to pronounce, right? Her name is McCallid, McCallid, yeah, something like that. But, you know, she's taken a very vocal stance that she believes Baumgardner is dirty. So we're trying to get her on the show as well. But salute to everybody joining us. Don't forget to smash that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other people that need to see this episode, that need to know that we rock out multiple times a day. We also got phone lines open. 1-425-569-5241 is the number to call in if you want to voice your opinion here on today's topic. Discord is available. I'm posting that link in the live chat here on YouTube. So if you want to use Discord to call in, that link is pinned on YouTube. And just pulling up the audio. Shout out to According to Boxing that clipped it and has it going viral on Twitter. So this here is the interview in question.
Doing. It's been about 3 weeks since the loss. How's he feeling?
He's doing good. He's okay, man. Things happen. Life happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never really know. Everybody wants to win all the time. Some days not today, and then one day.
Now, is he going to get the rematch with Terrence?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And you think he'll be victorious in every match?
I know he'll be.
You know he'll be.
Different situation, different weight, everything, so yeah.
So some people are saying...
Different situation, different weight, so yeah, everything's different is what he says.
Something was off with him that night. Was he sick or anything?
He looked very off to me, but I mean, it doesn't take away from what happened to Crawford's victory. But, I mean, you know, but that's okay.
Right, it's okay, yeah, because a lot of people...
So again, the interviewer asked him, was he sick? And Derek admits that he did look off.
Very off to me, but I mean, doesn't take away from a different way, everything, so yeah.
So some people are saying something was off with him that night. Was he sick or anything?
He looked very off to me, but I mean...
Okay, he looked very off.
Victory. I mean, you know, but that's okay.
Right, it's okay. Yeah, because a lot of people were surprised by it. Him getting knocked out, but is he still? You think he's a better boxer than Terrence Crawford?
I think my guy's a better fighter altogether. I mean, things just happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bad day.
Doing.
So even with the loss, Derek believes that his guy is the better fighter when asked specifically that question. And I don't know. I guess I'm asking too much of Derek. What do I want him to say? Nah. I mean, maybe he could say no, right? Maybe he could say, nah, you know, the better man won. We'll get it back in the rematch. But he still believes that Earl somehow is the better fighter. I don't know. It's gonna take a lot to prove that theory correct. That's for sure. I don't even know that they should do the immediate rematch. I mean, I've said this plenty of times. I think it makes more sense for Earl to get a win, kind of convince his fans that he's back versus just going right back at it. But look, I said that about Wilder. I said that about AJ. They went right back into it. And, you know, fight-wise, it was successful, right? Like, people tuned in, and we actually care, where initially we thought, man, two back-to-back losses for either man could be the end of either man. And look, here we are. And those guys will potentially fight each other in December of this year. So, you know, I say all that to say, when we think something is the end-all, be-all, it's absolutely not, right? It's absolutely not, you know. Earl might have took a beating in the eyes of some, but I think we've seen worse, right? I think we've seen worse, and we've seen people come back from worse. So to count him out would be, I guess, foolish. But this is what we're talking about. We got this other clip I want to show you. This is a real quick one, really, really quick one, but it's just, it's the way that he answered it for me. So check this one out.
Let me ask you something real quick. Did Crawford do anything that impressed you or surprised you against Errol Spence?
No comment.
Okay.
What's up with that?
Let me ask you something real quick. Did Crawford do anything that impressed you or surprised you against Errol Spence?
No comment.
Okay.
Why would he be embarrassed to give a comment there? Is it because he was surprised and you know, in the build-up, he tried to downplay the fact that Crawford was as good as he was and downplay the fact that Crawford was undisputed? I don't know. But to not have a comment on something so significant, I mean, did he surprise you or not? Were you shocked how good he was or not? Because his damn sure looked like Earl was. I don't know. A lot of funny stuff, man. Keeping our eye on everything, though. You know? They're going to activate that rematch clause. We're going to see, man. I mean, I've heard some rumors there that they're looking at January. But, damn, we're going to do Earl and Crawford possibly in January. Also, Wilder Fury possibly in January. Seems like things are piling up. We'll see which one actually pans out and becomes true, you know. We will see. I'm actually shocked that he's saying that they're going to take the rematch, you know. There's been a few people close to the situation that seem to believe that Al won't let him fight this year, that he'll make him take a rest, you know, for his own good, him being Earl. I don't know how true that is, though, right? It's like, how do you tell a man to walk away from a rematch unless they could prolong it? Because you did see Espinoza also said that the contract does expire in December, but, you know, there's not a lot out there for Crawford. It's either Charlo or Earl, right? So it's like, if you can't get it in December, I'm sure Crawford won't be mad to go in January and still be in, quote-unquote, the biggest fight out there for him. I don't know how big that rematch is after that one-sided fight, but maybe the Spence fans believe That's really all you need. You know, that's why AJ was successful. He had such a big following that in those losses, he was able to pack up the house. But it looks like we got a couple callers here. I'm going to go to Cliff in Connecticut right after I open this up.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Cliff, what up?
What's good? What's good? I heard this interview earlier. I was wondering if he really believes that he got the better fighter or if he is just being biased. But yeah. He probably didn't answer that question that you just said, because if he does answer it, he's going to make himself look unprepared. If he's like, yeah, he shocked at me, he surprised me, like, you shouldn't be shocked or surprised because you're like the coach, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be prepared, if anything. So I feel like it'll make him look stupid if he say yeah. So they probably just rather not say nothing.
Stupid for saying, yeah, he surprised me. I didn't think he was going to be that strong. I didn't think he was going to be that fast. Like, how does that make you look stupid?
Because you kind of underestimated him, and that you shouldn't be underestimating nobody. Like, you got to be prepared. Like, it makes you look incompetent, I feel, if things are surprising you. You should have prepared for everything, A, B, and C, all the way to Z. But, it doesn't look, I don't know, like, and plus, I feel like, damn, what the fuck did he say? Oh, he feels like Errol's going to win the next fight.
Yeah.
I wonder if he believes that. Like, I don't know what is true and what's just, like, biased. So I'm interested, though. I will buy the rematch, and I'm going to tune in. And I feel like for Errol, though, it's kind of like a win-win, because if he beats Crawford, they'll say that the first fight was a fluke. And I feel like it'll tarnish what Crawford did.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about a fluke.
He could get
a trilogy, but I don't think anybody going to call that fight a fluke.
If he beats him, they're going to say, look, he was drained. He shouldn't have been there. Like, I feel like all the excuses get, like, Matt.
It got to depend how he beats him. Come on, man. Terrence beat the shit out of him. Like, you can't just come get a 12-round decision. I'm definitely not going to say, oh, yeah, it was the weight. Look, he got a 12-round decision with zero knockdowns. Man, get the fuck out of here.
You won't say that, but I bet you everybody else would. I feel like that would be the narrative
Everybody else that want to bring the big fish back to glory, but the truth is you can't get a 12. I beat the shit out of you. I knocked you out, disfigured your face, and dropped you 3 times. You can't just get a fucking decision and we about to be like, yeah, it was a fluke. I don't know. It's 1-1. It's 1-1, and Crawford still got a better ass woman.
If you get ran off the court like that, or you get embarrassed like that, and then you win the next one, it kind of does look like, yo, something was off.
Glad you said court, man. You can't win with a half court shot, and now you won the game by 1 point because you shot a half court shot, Hail Mary. Like, that'll make you a winner, bro. Like, what Crawford
but
did
the first game that we played, you beat me 100-0. So, like,
exactly,
what the fuck?
Exactly, 100-0 shows dominance. You talking about squeaking by in a 12-round decision, trying to act like we're going to.
100-0 also shows like something wasn't right. I'm not even trying to make excuses, but if he wins,
you won't tell yourself whatever you need to tell yourself. But
I didn't pick Arrow. I'm not an Arrow fan. I'm just telling you what the narrative will be, in my opinion. But
I don't see that'll be the narrative. I think maybe from the Errol Spence extremists, radical fans of Errol Spence, maybe they could come up with some weird shit like that. But like, that's just too far fetched.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what happens, because they still acting like they got a win over there. I don't see it, but since they feel confident, I want to see it. That's my call.
For sure. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I don't know. I just seen what Crawford did, and I feel like that's how you got to get it back in blood. You know what I'm saying? You can't just get like a scrapey scrape decision. That's crazy. I don't know. Now I hate Earl because I want him to have a dominant win. Y'all funny as hell, man. You know what it is? Y'all never thought the big fish was going, you know, lose. So y'all trying to say anything, but I don't know. Don't work that way. Don't work that way. All wins are not created equal, man. You feel me? Like having three knockdowns and a knockout ain't the same as going, you know, a split decision 12 or unanimous decision 12. You know what I mean? It's not the same at all. But got a couple of minutes before Jessica McCaskill joins us. See what she has to say. Yesterday was definitely exciting. You know, we had Alicia Bumgarner on the show, Jessica McCaskill on the show, both giving their thoughts on things transpiring within the sport, specifically in women's boxing. McCaskill alleged some things. And, yeah, she definitely turned some eyebrows. But it's funny because what she insinuated, there's some guy on YouTube that I've never heard of, but obviously after our interview, a bunch of people sent me the link, some old white guy from the UK insinuating the same Matchroom PD conspiracy, which now is 14 days old, that video. So weird. Yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely need universal testing, policing, you know. You can't just have universal testing and no one watching over these people. So you definitely need some sort of policing to keep this sport clean. I see every time someone tests positive, you know, we get a bunch of people. They're like superheroes of the sport. They want to start campaigning for 365 and better drug testing. And I'm all for that. But we need the funds, you know. Don't know where that's going to come from. They're already taking so much from a fighter. Women boxers don't even get paid the same amount as fighters. So it's just, it's all about logistics and finances, truth be told, man. We need someone that wants to, you know, get their name out there to just pay for it, at least for the year or some shit. Some state governor, you know, some legislator, someone needs to step up and create some sort of funding so that, because it's an international sport. So it's like, all right, you got somebody policing all the New York City fighters, but what about DC and the UK and Puerto Rico and Uruguay? It's just, you know, it's pretty much impossible. You're going to need massive amount of money with massive amount of employees. Someone answering to a bunch of people because it's just so many different, it's so many different territories. It would be so much finances to supervise every boxer. Like, I say this all the time, in the middleweight division alone, there's like fucking 1,500 fighters. Just in the middleweight division, registered too. Those are the registered ones, not the dudes still training about to turn pro or in the amateurs trying to get to the Olympics. And you know what I mean? It's a lot of fighters out here. So 365 plus every single fighter, I just don't know how they can do it. You know, someone's going to have to come up with something. Again, I think the easiest way is like for some sort of a Coca-Cola, you know, they can become like a forever sponsor by doing that shit. They're part of the commission because they funded it. You know, maybe someone in the medical field too, some sort of company, right? Like a Pfizer. I know Pfizer's totally different, but a big medical company probably can step up. But somebody's got to do something because, I mean, every day somebody's testing positive. Every day, you know, we got subjective scoring. It's the only sport where the winner can lose, right? Like, every other sport is just, it's a points thing. Like, you got to a certain amount of points or you got more points than your opponent, you automatically win. And that ain't the case in boxing. It's crazy. People who you think should win don't win, and, you know, that shit never gets overturned.
Yo.
What's up, brother?
What's good, Ness? How you doing?
Davidian, what up?
What up, brother? Nothing. I'm just calling in. Great show. You know, into that Ness and Crawford, or I meant to say Errol Spence and Crawford. I still want to see my boy in the rematch. I'm not making no excuses. Shit, he lost the fight. But it was the way he lost. I didn't see him losing like that. Like, I don't mind him losing, but getting beat down like that is kind of like, dang. But, you know, what you regard looks spectacular. Shout out to the, you know, Crawford. He's a bad dude, man. But, I don't know. I just wanted to speak on that. I'm not no, I don't know about what was going on in the camp. I want to see Earl not retiring. This dude coming back. So, he ain't doing none of that. He's better than a lot of these fighters. So, my man, I got my man in a rematch. And, that's really my call. That's
so,
all I got.
Are you with James? Are you with James? Yeah. Are you with James? Do you think that Earl's the better fighter?
I don't know. We gotta see. He might be the better fighter. Who's the better boxer? Would be Terrence, of course.
And that was in a recent interview he did that. He
said
that, right?
I gotta go back and look at that.
Yeah, I mean, you're going in and out.
Man,
yeah, that's my call. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, that's my call. God bless.
Bet. If you want to call in, you know the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. I got High and Low Sports Central, first super chat of the day, $2. He says the boxing voice is more. I'm going to go ahead and play that audio for those that haven't heard it just yet, just tuning in. This is the interview in question.
Doing, it's been about 3 weeks since the loss. How's he feeling?
He's doing good. He's okay, man. Things happen. Life happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never really know. Everybody wants to win all the time. Some days not today, and then one is this.
Now, is he going to get the rematch for Terrence?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And you think he'll be victorious in that rematch?
I know he'll be.
You know he'll be?
Different situation, different way, different, everything, so yeah.
So some people are saying something was off with him that night. Was he sick or anything?
He looked very off to me, but I mean, doesn't take away from what happened to Terrence Crawford's victory. I mean, you know, but that's okay.
Right. It's okay. Yeah, because a lot of people were surprised by him getting knocked out. But is he still, you think he's a better boxer than Terrence Crawford?
I think my guy's a better fighter altogether. Better fighter. I mean, things just happen. You know what I'm saying?
He even smirked right there. I don't know that we could believe him. Look, straight face.
Still, you think he's a better boxer than Terrence Crawford?
Here comes the smirk.
I think my guy's a better fighter.
Boom.
Altogether. I mean, things just happen. You know what I'm saying? Bad day.
Doing, it's been about 3 weeks.
So that's the audio. Looks like we got another caller here on the line. Give me a second to pull that up. And keep in mind, we are waiting. I was told we should get Michaela. Oh, my God. Jessica McCaskill on the line as well. I'll be looking forward to that, especially after yesterday's episode. Going out to New Jersey. Cash, what up?
Yo, yo, what's going on, big dog?
Chilling, chilling.
Hey, yo, you did a interview the other day with somebody. I just wanted to show you some love on that interview, but I can't remember who it was.
Steven Nelson?
Say that.
A lot of people like that. Bud's boy, Steven Nelson?
Yeah, was it either him or was it Stokoe? Was it Stokoe or was it Steven Nelson?
They both the same person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great, great interview, bro.
Appreciate it.
Boy, keep doing, yeah, keep doing work like that. I respected that. What's the topic today, though?
Derrick James just said that they're going to take the rematch. He was asked if he feels, you know, was he surprised by anything Crawford brought? He decided to say no comment. They asked him who's the better fighter, Earl or Crawford, and he said Earl is the better fighter. And
yeah,
the thing
I mean,
the rematch.
I mean, he's a. To be honest, man, look, I'm showing him love right now. He been coaching his ass off. You know what I'm saying? He keeping it real. He keeping it honest. You know what I mean? Keeping it 100. He ain't say nothing wrong. You know what I mean? So I'm rocking with him. To add on to Derrick James, yo, he was coaching his ass off in that Anthony Joshua fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like Hellenius, he shouldn't – I know this is off the topic, but he shouldn't have had to coach Anthony Joshua that much through the Hellenius fight. That was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But he got him through that fight. You know what I'm saying? But Derrick James – he doing what he got to do. He working. You know what I'm saying? One more thing, if I could. The dude, Sanchez. You know who I'm talking about? What's his first name?
Frank, the heavyweight.
Yeah. Why they doing my man like this? Like he can't, like, they like, his career is so slow. I don't know what's going on, but
English and he ain't Mexican, so it's like, you know, you a different type of Latin, so you won't even bring no fan base. Then you don't know no English. Then you don't get no knockouts. I mean, shit.
Yeah, but he beat Ajagba. You know what I'm saying? He beat him up. Like that was a solid opponent. Man, throw him in there with Big Baby real quick for me. That's what I was about to say. You feel me?
Jabber,
let Big Baby get that work.
21st.
Say that again?
Big Baby got to fight the 26th of this month, champ.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's something to look forward to. But, yeah, shout out to you, man. Keep doing your thing. But Derrick James, yeah, I ain't going to give you no shit off of that. He coaching his ass off right now. Yo, my man's coaching his ass off. So listen, lay up off because the pressure is real. But the way he keeping the same energy.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
All right, bro.
That's the bell. Nah, I hear you. But I'm with you as well. Like, I don't think he should have been having to do all that extra coaching for AJ. But that's AJ. That's AJ. And AJ probably going to need that, man. I mean, people have been talking about sports psychologists and all these different things about him being mentally weak for years now. He probably going to need a coach that's constantly on top of him. Okay, I'm just being told they can't hear nothing on Twitter. I'm going to have to disconnect and reconnect. Damn. That should have worked there. Now y'all should be able to hear me. Thank you. Thank you for the heads up over there, Serafina. We got Ali. What up? You? Ali, you on mute. You got to unmute. While we wait for him to connect, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Okay, that's Jessica right there, too. Jessica, you ain't press one, but luckily I remember that number, right? How are you?
Yo.
What's up?
Hey, man, I'm just out here living life.
How was date night yesterday?
Oh, man, date night turned into a wild 24 hours, I guess.
Well, at least you enjoyed yourself.
I sure did. I definitely did. Great time.
That's what's up. So September 23rd, right?
Yeah, September 23rd. Orlando. Say what?
Orlando.
Yeah, Orlando, Florida, a kind of a different spot for fights. I don't think anybody's really fought out of there. So that's Sandy Ryan for a couple of belts. Under the Matchroom umbrella. So, yeah, representing Matchroom. Had a few conversations with Matchroom today. Not me, my manager, Rick Ramos. Shout out to Rick Ramos. He's been very stressed out the last 24 hours. But, yeah, I feel like we had some great conversation last night on the show. And, you know, there was a lot of very honest emotions that were coming out, and it seemed like the whole premise of what I was trying to like get across was definitely misunderstood. So I feel like a lot of people were they were insulted, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, insulted or offended. They were offended by the things that I said. So this is my opportunity to apologize for offending Matchroom and people under the umbrella of Matchroom, or viewers, or whoever was listening to your show on the Boxing Voice and they were offended. I apologize. Yeah, shout out to your platform, though, because y'all picked up on my phone call quick.
Yo, Ness, if we're ever on date night, don't answer that shit.
Like you said, they were raw emotions, and you know, you apologize, and that's what's important, man. The fight moves on and life goes on. Hopefully no one is offended, and you know, you guys keep having great date nights.
Basically, that's the goal. That's the goal. But, hey, make sure to have me back on here after the fight, too.
For sure. Listen, is Sandy Ryan, is this the girl that was trying to fight Amanda Serrano about a month ago?
I don't think so. No, Amanda's too small. Amanda's, like, small. She's, like, 26 small. And this girl's
47. She fought Farias at 45 her last couple of fights, but I feel like there was a Ryan calling out Amanda, and she did an interview where she said that, you know, the girl doesn't really bring anything to the table. So what do you know about this opponent?
I don't know if that was Ryan or not. Honestly, she's kind of young in the game, so she could have been really trying to get her way into people's earlobes or whatever. So that could have been a thing. You know, people say crazy stuff to, you know, get attention. I know she's from the UK, and she has fought some of the people who I have fought in the past, and she has a belt, and she has fought in different weight classes. That's about it. That's all I really know.
So what version of the WBO does she have? Because I feel like, aren't you coming in with the WBA, WBC, WBO?
I vacated the WBO, okay, and she fought for a vacant title. And
with Marie.
Who was that with?
Marie Hole or Hole? Hole? Hole?
So when she fought Farias, that wasn't for a belt. No, wasn't that for a belt? Okay. Yeah, I don't track a lot of female fights unless it's like a big intriguing kind of fight. Like, Olivia Curry, Shadeja Green was very intriguing to me.
Yeah, Ness, talk about that fight. I wanted to talk about that. Shadeja and Olivia, we never talked about it, but Olivia did not so bad. You know what I'm saying? She did good, man. Shout out to Olivia.
She certainly did good. That's why I hit you up this week asking what was next for her and when she's coming back. It's funny that you bring it up because I seen Shadeja post on her Facebook that she just finished watching it and that she feels people made up, you know, made up that the girl did better than what she did because she feels she did extremely well. But she did say that she was tough. Olivia was certainly tough, and she was there, and she was game.
Yeah, you know what? I think
don't add things to her game, but she to be to move up in weight for the first time, also move up in class. She impressed. Yeah. I think that people were expecting her to get knocked out and just go in a distance. She made a name for herself.
100%, and there's I think. But first of all, Shadeja Green is awesome. Like, I ran into her. We were cool. I really, you know, when you're with your fighter, you don't really want to talk to the other fighter. So I kind of, like, was up, you know, and kept walking. But then afterwards, I was like, yo, I went up to Shadeja. I was like, hey, what's up, man? I just didn't want to walk up to you with, you know, me standing next to Olivia. That's a little weird. But she's like, no, I get it. And then she brought her whole team by me, and she introduced it. It was awesome. Like, Shadeja Green is a fucking awesome-ass chick. You know what I mean? Very classy, extremely well-spoken. I don't know. I became a fan, even though we were, like, you know, across the ring or, you know, against her, whatever. But shout out to her. Like, I'm a fan. Just the way she handled herself, like a woman, like a classy businesswoman who was there for business. And that's it. So shout out to Shadeja. She's dope.
Rick, obviously you being the manager of Jessica, and we just seen what Crawford did to Earl. All the Earl fans are now saying, well, it's the 15 months out of the ring. He lacked timing. He was rusty. Jessica's going to be out the ring nearly a year. Are you guys worried at all that she would have to go through some rust and lack of timing because she hasn't been fighting to keep those skills sharp?
I mean, you know, obviously sparring and training is different than the fight. You know that. And, you know, I always worry about that with every fighter. So, I mean, that's kind of in the back of my head, but it's not in the front of my mind, but it's definitely in the back of my mind. But, you know, when you're a young fighter, sometimes you – and I'm talking about Sandy Ryan. You know, she's young. She's hungry. She's, you know, this, that, and the other. But sometimes when you're young and you're too eager, you make mistakes. And I think, like, Jessica's a little bit more seasoned. We talked about the mistakes in the Chantel fight. Like, you know, we went over a lot of stuff and – you know, she doesn't have to push the pace. You know, Sandy Ryan doesn't throw that many punches. She's not a volume puncher. She's kind of a pick and choose type of fighter. So, I mean, I think that this is a good comeback fight. You know, her pace isn't too much. She isn't like Superwoman. This is probably a good matchup for right now. And, you know, we get past this one, then we got to figure out what to do next. But every fight that Jessica fights, unfortunately, is tough. But, you know, we train for it, we'll train for whatever, and we'll pull out the victory. So it is what it is. Back to business, you know?
Who do you think did better in the Ferreira's fight? Because I'm shocked. They both fought her twice. Like,
I know. Like,
and I remember both fights, and I only seen one of Ryan's with Faraz. I didn't know she had two till looking on BoxRec. Like, wow.
Yeah, she's, like, Farias is, like, tricky and game and, like, kind of, like, should get in your head, like, emotionally. But, you know, the difference between those two fights is that that Sandy Ryan lost one, and Jazz probably only lost four rounds to that girl in 20 rounds. So, I mean, that was a little bit less experienced, Jessica. Jessica's obviously more experienced, more confident, a stronger fighter now than she was back in those days. I thought Sandy Ryan was going to smoke her in the first fight, and, you know, that didn't happen. So that just kind of shows sometimes when you're too hungry or too eager, you're like, you lose track of what the game plan is. And I kind of felt like that might have happened to her in the first one. But, I mean, Erica Farias is tough. She's a former world champion. She knows what's up. She knows how to steal rounds. She knows how to be in and out. So if you never saw that before, obviously you're going to have troubles with it the first time, you know?
Jessica, do you feel that Sandy Ryan is as hungry as you were when you first fought Cecilia Baracus?
I mean, it's kind of hard to gauge, like, put those two things side by side, because when I was coming up it was kind of the beginning of a new era for female boxing. Like, I didn't have a whole lot of people to look at. You know, we were always having to spar with guys because there just wasn't a lot of females around. And now I think that there is, you know, boxing is more female friendly. And you know, I think boxing in my era made me tougher, whereas, like, maybe Sandy Ryan is, like, sparring with girls or people not as like, tough or things like that. I don't really know, but I just don't feel like those two things are kind of comparable. Her hunger and my hunger could kind of be the same, but the things that I had to go through, you know, made me a tougher fighter, and maybe she's not a tougher fighter. I don't really know. I just don't think they're as comparable just because of the way the history of boxing is set up.
Do you think you're still tough? Just playing devil's advocate, some could say that you and Rick are now domesticated. You're also 38.
That just means I'm fighting 24/7, not just in the ring. I'll be at home throwing stuff at him all the time. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm still very tough. I mean, I think I'm probably a lot tougher because, like I said, I am around Rick 24/7 now. So my life is boxing 24/7, whether we're talking about my fights or not, my training or not, we're talking about the business. So it's like always like this fight mentality, always this how to win mentality, how to be smarter mentality. And so it's just kind of like always on. So I feel like I am still very tough, and it's just, it's life right now. And then, you know, when I'm done boxing, y'all probably not going to see me for a while, to be honest.
Rick, have the judges been announced yet, or does that take more time?
It takes a little bit more time, probably in about, probably closer to September 1st-ish. It takes like a month out or a little less sometimes, but it should be relatively soon. A couple weeks, I think, it'll start.
Any worry or concern? Are you pushing for any hometown American judge? Because, you know, obviously,
no,
whatever was said, but it was still said. So are you worried about having an American judge, neutral judges?
No, I think, truthfully, like whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Like, I've never been, like, let's pick our judges type of manager, but I've always, like, just make this fight go away and make this girl go away, put it home. I mean, you – like, truthfully, I don't trust anyone in boxing. Dog, cat, girl, guy, fighter, manager, I don't care who they are. I don't trust any of these people, none of them. So it's like, for me, it's like, it don't matter who they put in there, I don't trust them. Like, Olivia Curry, I don't know if anyone noticed, but, like, Olivia Curry had a Illinois judge, and that guy didn't even give us a round. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, when I heard him announce it, I was like, okay, cool, we're going to get an Illinois judge. Maybe we get a couple close rounds. Zero. And I was like, that's why, like, it's kind of funny. I think it's more based on personality. I mean, I'm getting to the point of my career where I know a lot of judges, where I know a lot of referees now, where some of those judges, some of those referees follow me online or on LinkedIn or whatever, a little bit more, not as visible, like as visual, like they don't follow me on Twitter. They don't follow me on Instagram, but they'll follow me on like LinkedIn. You know what I mean? Like just on social media, just off the grid a little bit. I know, I see them, but they don't want to be, like, noticed. But I see these guys and these women. So, you know, it is what it is. I know what was said, and people were offended and weren't, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a fight, so we just got to make sure it's not close, you know.
Again, not trying to be personal here, but are you guys – have you had the conversation of children?
Oh, yeah. We definitely have to have one, for sure. I mean, you want to speak on it?
Yeah.
I would love a girl and then put her in jiu-jitsu when she's, like, three.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about
soon?
Having children.
How
soon? Say again?
How soon?
I mean, I've always talked about my career, you know, wrapping up and, you know, being honest with what the sport has evolved from and evolved to. I mean, you got people doing old-school workouts, and now – everybody has a nutritionist. Everybody has personal trainers and strength and conditioning. And I like to think that I helped that evolve. One thing, wasn't it Sugar Ray Leonard? He said there's two different kind of boxers. There's the people who are naturally skilled as boxers, and then the people who put in all that extra effort in the strength and conditioning and the workouts, and they're just muscling their way through. I'm probably one of those people that just muscled my way through the sport and made history. And so now you're thinking, okay, if people are starting at a much younger age and then they're coming up into the sport already at the point of where I'm probably at now, I'm not trying to fight them chicks. No way. Like, I'm going to be out of this in probably a couple of years. And, you know, I'll be 39 next month. And, you know, I'm ready for the next stage of my life. So I'm just trying to put a good seal on what I've done for boxing and in boxing. And, you know, I just want to make the people that support me happy, you know, the schools that I represent and the different organizations and that I represent. I'm just trying to do my due diligence so that I can leave on a happy note.
Again, just doing my job here because I'm just prying to make sure that retirement isn't anywhere close to the mindset, because, like, if she beats you, which obviously you guys are not thinking lose, but if do you rematch or do you just walk away? Is it now time to just make that family?
Do we have a rematch? Oh. The idea is definitely not to be done after this fight. I mean, it's hard enough just having to settle with having one fight a year. I mean, you know, you start off your career and you have a fight every quarter, and it's, you know, it's fun, and, you know, you're just like knocking them out, and then you have to slow down. And so it's like, I think I put too much into where my physical body is at right now and, you know, my boxing IQ to just be like, I'm done. I don't think that's the case at all. So we definitely have a couple more fights. And, you know, I think we'll be fine for this fight coming up. And, you know, and you know how boxing is. It's just like anything can happen. Shadeja could drop down a bunch of weight classes, and then she'd be like, I want to call out McCaskill. You know, you never know. Those are the kind of opportunities that I want to make sure that I keep my eyes on before I just, like, throw the gloves in, per se. But, you know, I'm looking for some really good opportunities to make more history before I leave. And September 23rd is not going to stand in the way.
All right. Well, those are really much all my questions. I don't know if you guys have anything else you might want to add. If not, I do appreciate you obviously coming on and chopping it up with us.
Yeah, that's about it, man. I appreciate you taking the time and letting us use your platform.
I appreciate you choosing us. Jessica McCaskill, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, enjoy date night, champ. Wish you the best of luck September in Orlando, which I'm trying to get down to. I was just talking to the family about that. I'm like, man, this is the perfect opportunity to go to my Florida house, even though I don't live in Orlando. Fuck it. You feel me? You know, my dude, Africa, that's my boy. And then Jessica's on that card. And shout out to her. At least this fight with Sandy Ryan is here in America. I'm a little nervous, though. 38, about to turn 39. Thinking of children, already engaged, you know. But she said she got a couple more fights left in her. Let me see. Fats, what up? You don't hear me? Disconnect all that. I'm going to disconnect this. And Hold up. Hold up, Fats. I disconnected it so we could just... Give me a moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to connect to Twitter Spaces, and I think we should have it now. You there? Do I hear him? I don't hear him. One more time. Hold on, motherfucker. All right, Fats, unmute now. Let me see if that works. Still don't hear shit. I don't know. That's so strange. Let me double check this. But in the meantime, let me get to somebody else I have here on the landline. And this is Huang in Texas. What up, Huang?
Yo, you've been noticing that that energy done changed from that whole Derrick James camp? Is it me or am I tripping?
Changed in what way?
Man, they so cool, calm, and collected now. Like, I remember when Tyler was just, you know, like, talking shit to everybody, like, you ain't shit.
We talked about that this morning.
My bad, man. I couldn't even tune in this morning.
Nah,
had okay,
no worries, no worries. Just letting you know we touched on it, too. No worries.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, man, I missed the Los Angeles, but to be honest, I didn't even really, wasn't too in tune to it after I seen the way they, I ain't going to lie, man. I wanted to see a little more. Like, I love the Caleb Plant, Canelo type shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I understand respect and all that, but now it's not even that exciting. It's like, I already feel like Canelo gonna beat the crap out of the dude, you know what I'm saying? Now I really know it. Like, you gotta come extra hungry when you coming after a dude on that level. I don't know, man. It's like, I'm gonna watch the fight, but it's like it don't have no energy to it. It's like, just flat. It's like a pop that's been sitting there for a month. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man.
Nah, I felt kind of the same way, man. I needed that energy from Charlo.
Yeah, cause you ain't gonna get that kind of energy from Canelo, you know? Cause that just ain't his personality. You know what I mean? But Charlo, you've been this alpha dog, just oh, you know. For years, shit, not month, for years, talking all like Canelo, you ain't shit. What was his brother? Remember they had that one Facebook Live or some Instagram Live where they were both on the same camera talking shit about Canelo? And it's like, man, fuck all that friendly shit, man. They ain't selling the fight, I tell you that. He's going to sell itself just on the strength of the fans.
Word, man. I'm with you. I just don't have the same energy because I already talked about it this morning. People were hating on me. They saying that he doesn't have to have that energy, that he's being respectful because he got the fight, yada, yada. They made a bunch of excuses, bro.
Maybe, you know what? I think it's like this. Derrick James been humble. He finally been humble. You know what I mean? He's like, shit, we took that shit for granted. I'm going to tell you like this. They don't want to see 154, Bud at 154. I feel sorry for Spence, but I want to see it again. I mean, I'd see it five times. All that shit they talk, man, I just love to see Bud beat the shit out of Errol Spence once a year if I could get it. You know what I'm saying? But that's all I got, Chad, man. I'm out of here, man. We going to get some dinner.
All right.
TBV.
Hey, let's see what we got. Fats, try it now. And I got a couple super chats I got to get to. I got Money Malik, $2. If EJ wins the rematch, what are you going to say, Ness? Congratulations. High and Low Sports Center, I'm back at us with another one. The Boxing Voice is made. Salute. Alonzo Trujillo, that sounds Dominican, my man. $5. What should happen? Spence versus Zhu for the WBO. Crawford versus Tank or Thurman at 148. Crawford versus Charlo. Then the rematch for Undisputed at 154. What you think? I like them all. I'll take it. It's slightly different from what I wanted, but I'll take it. And salute to you, Alonzo. Celebrating his first super chat ever. Bobby Shaw, $10. Eddie Reynoso and Bomac only good at training one good fighter that doesn't need them. Canelo and Hooker and Oscar all failed. Failed bad, and Ryan left and is doing better without Eddie. Bobby, you just a fucking hater, all right? because this is the truth, not what you said. The truth is Eddie Reynoso made Ryan into an interim champion, and Ryan decided not to fight for a full title versus Devin under the tutelage of Eddie Reynoso. Eddie Reynoso made Valdez into a full WBC champion. I'm pretty sure under the tutelage of Eddie Reynoso, he also beat Frank Sanchez, also beat Ajagba. And Hooker wasn't never trained by Eddie Reynoso. He was trained by Bomack, and Bomack made him a champion. So I don't really get what you want. You feel me? Like, the dude won a belt with him. He lost in a unification to Ramirez. What are we talking about? And if he didn't win the belt with Bomack, he was a world champion, a former world champion when he got the Bomack. Like, I don't really get what you want from him. But another $10 super chat. Bud and Tyson Fury got all fighters scared. Canelo scared to lose 8 pounds, or say he would. And Charlie Murphy, a nice guy now. And the LDBC and the BLM, Deontay Wilder fans gone. Okay, fams. That sound, whoa, Charles Edward Cheese sending another $100. Appreciate you, champ. That's his second $100 in the week, man. We appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. And let me see on Discord. Nobody there. Damn, Fat said it's still messed up on Twitter Spaces. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and end it. I guess we're going to have to do a reset. But look, it is over. There wasn't any callers. I restarted Twitter Spaces twice. Let me check one more time and see what it could possibly be. Nah, it's connected, bro. I don't know. I even disconnected it from the... I don't know. But we're going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, the cheese always supports, man. Salute to the cheese. We back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Catch us next one.